Alright, so a bunch of false starts later. So let's just talk about this. Usually what happens is I try to do a video a week, but it's been a few weeks and I haven't made a video. What happens is usually someone suggests the suggestions or stuff I just don't feel comfortable about, I don't know how to tackle, but I figured I'd just kind of burst through that and do the best I can to explain something as I would approach it without really having a good understanding of how to teach it. So just so it gives you an idea of what I'm doing. So apologize ahead of time if this is a very unfocused little thing about drawing. What I'm going to show you is, so a question was posed about bending flesh around the legs and knees when they bend, and this is one of those things, and I wish I could explain this better, in a way that's, you got yourself your bones. So let's say you got yourself some bones here, right? Those bones, there's gonna be, you know, all this. Maybe I should use a different brush. This is the one I like using lately, but it's a little weird to look at. You know, you got yourself some bones. Yeah, I'm gonna use a different brush because you're not gonna have any idea what the hell I'm doing. So you got yourself a bone. All right. So let's say this is the knees from the side. Should be using references right now, but I'm not. But whatever. And you know, you guys, usually this is what you see here. That was better before. And then there's a lot of things to consider with this sort of deal. You know, usually what people are talking about when they're talking about like flesh bending is mostly it comes down to this thing here. You got your kneecap, there's where the flesh bends, and then there's like the foot. Anyone who's kneeling down, you'll see this kind of shape, and it's kind of hard to visualize and know what to do, because most of the time when you're bending something, it's just like an arm, especially an arm, it's a lot easier. If I do this, you know, with an arm, you know, here's an arm that's straight. Here's an arm that's bent. You've got really nothing to worry about here in this context. It's just, whoa, that's a big hand. But, you know, it's not really that simple. And really, if you look deeper into these structures, you'll discover that there's more complexity to it than just, you know, things are bending or not bending. There's, you know, the elbow comes up here. There's a muscle that crawls up the edge here. There's this thing here. You know, there's all sorts of doodads and doohickeys going on. But really, when it comes down to it, people tend to have a problem with extreme bending of shapes. And how much it can deform something. And to make it feel natural, it's really not, it's not something most people have a innate sense of. This is kind of where a lot of referencing comes in, because I mean, I'm just drawing this from mind. And I know a lot of this is kind of wrong already. I'm kind of going off of what I've studied before. And I know a lot of this is wrong. But I know a few things while I'm drawing this, what I sense. I know these are supposed to be a lot thinner. What I like to do is, I kind of like to approach this without the reference first to see where I'm weak. And then I can find a similar reference and then work from there. And as I've discussed in a lot of other videos, is just a lot of the time you can fix a problem by just foregoing silhouettes and just you start building those shapes and you get like landmark details down, like weird robot structures. And once those robot structures kind of come into place, they try not to undo so much. It's one of the banes of my existence is just undoing. I've been trying to stop doing it entirely, but it crept back in a little. Once you get these structures down, you have a better chance of seeing where things are overlapping. And this is, like I said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to help anyone with this. I'm just going to kind of draw and talk about what I'm thinking. So what that means is that you're going to have to just take what helps you and ignore the rest. Unfortunately, I'm not a stellar artist, so I don't have all the answers, but hopefully, because of my intermediate level, I can help people who are a little more beginner get some grounding. See here, I'm just going to simplify the knee into a cap because it really kind of is one. And often what happens with the, like, for instance, this area, so I'm going to just draw this a little and I'm just going to find a reference now. And then kind of just do a cross reference. And get an idea of what's going on here. So in most cases, from what I can see, I can't really show most of this because it's all nude references, but let me find something I can post. I can grab this. There's really a strong overlapping sense with the knees. I think I overdeveloped the shape. Remember, I talked about this before and I'm not doing as much. Blur, don't erase. Don't erase. That's you waste time when you erase. So with this, I'm just gonna paste this reference. To give you an idea of the differences of what I did and how I did it wrong. So this is not even the right angle, but I can just already kind of detect some problems. One of the things you kind of have to really wrap your mind around is the fact that this lower leg part really gets small. And you can even tell right here, it kind of tucks in and almost separates the shapes. So a lot of it has to do with, I got the heel at the right spot. The heel's right about the right before the butt ends. So really, you can see this shape here. It's right there. Reduce the smoother and so here you can see upon revision there's like a generic kneecap shape that you can draw and get away with it looking like a kneecap. It's usually like this. That's kind of funny. The kneecap has this weird kind of buckled angular. Like if you look at it from the front, and you can usually draw like some bullshit shape. Actually, I'm not pulling it off this time, but sometimes you can pull it off and make it look like a kneecap. And if you fade it, if you color in those areas, it'll look like the kneecap shadows. I don't even know what that is, but I just know that from studying that it has that general kind of shape to it. So here you can really see that from what I had before, I had this giant mass, and the lower muscle was too big. But really, if you look at this, I know it's kind of being squished too in this drawing, but really, oftentimes this stuff gets almost, in fact, here, if I want it to go extra exaggerated to really sell this idea, we draw this shape and then we draw another shape, right, to really drive that shape home. Of course, this is all sketch stuff, so. It can be all ignored when you ink or paint on top of it. As I said, references are your best friend when it comes to this weird stuff, because in that leg, that foot's too big. So shrink it down. So that's like a first pass. I mean, no drawing is perfect, but you want to be in a good spot without having to do too much work. And if you add another set of legs here, I feel like I'd be right over here. And you can do the same thing. You can sell most of that shape. But it's a real tough thing to talk about, because even if you do get good reference, that zone is just a tricky zone. Here, I've got another reference here. I'm going to grab a quick snapshot. I know this isn't really a flashy. Should really just make a how to draw narrative videos. I think people would like those more. But I'm just gonna trace over it to give you an idea of the shapes that are involved. This is totally fine stuff for you to do if you're learning on your own. You're not. There are things to learn when you're trying to reference it, and there are things to learn when you're trying to get proportions down. In this scenario, especially, you'll find that tracing kind of exposes how wonky bodies can be versus our interpretations of them. So if I hide this, let's see if I can make it darker again. So let's hide that a bit. Let's hide both of these. We really get an idea of the shapes involved a lot more, and you can even see this shape here, which is normally, if you draw a leg from the front, this is the quickest way I can get to a leg now. You just draw this shape, and then you just do the rest. This will give you a proper leg about 90% of the time. Just draw the circle around the thing, and then draw the rest. Or draw this, draw the line, and then draw this. This will really give you a good idea of. You can just draw. Just draw the leg into geometry. But it'll give you an idea of what's going on here. And here you can see normally from the side, the leg has got this shape. And it's got a little more of a protrusion, it's got a little more meat to it. But because of the pressure here, it really kind of bows out. And the knee just kind of becomes this vague shape. So you got to kind of just keep in mind that like These shapes are the same shapes, they're just being stressed. Same thing for here, there's almost always going to be a bit of indentation and shape here because of all this pressure moving upwards against this flesh bit. And then there's usually going to be a little bit of indentation on the butt here because of the pressure from that, but it'll be very subtle. So hopefully that helps a little bit what you should be doing. I mean, like I said, it depends on your approach. But really it's about, because you've got this bone here and it's the bone's not moving. It's kind of interesting because the bone's like got this shape to it. It's got this like that shape to it. Or I think it does. I'm pretty sure it does. It's got another bone here, doesn't it? It's fused. It's got this, the big ass one with the head on it. Right. Regardless of that stuff, what you have is you have a bone that's very solid and then it wants to go a certain way, and then you got the flesh all around it. And that flesh has to go somewhere. So if it can't move off the bone. Obviously it's attached to the bone. And this leg is in the way, so obviously it has to go, the last place it can go is this way, thus actually really making it look a lot thinner than it really normally is, because that bone is still there but it's just deeper into the flesh, so that muscle just gets smashed and makes it look really thin. That's one thing I've always really noticed when people kneel, is how there's two things I've always kind of forget and then have to re-remember, is how flat feet are. Often for a long time I drew feet like this, but really most people's feet are really flat. I mean, this is a little exaggeration, but they're a lot flatter than you'd think they are. They're just really short. They don't go up tall. They don't look like Spider-Man's speed feet. They don't look that strong a triangle as much as you think they are. So you gotta just be sure you got keep that nice and study that and notice those differences. But with this is something I've always noticed when I've done the knife reference, is that this section of the leg, sorry, this section here, let me get another color. Let's see if I can draw it more legibly. This section just squishes in so much and makes the leg itself look really, really small, like a stick. And if you study enough reference material, you'll see how that is. I mean, even here, you know, it's a little exaggerated, but look at the difference between this upper leg and this lower leg. It's just like this thing's a third of the shape of the size. That's a pretty common occurrence if we look at our reference here. That's, and then you got a third, and if we look at our other reference, you've got yourself this, and this is like a third of that shape. So those are the kind of relative shapes you have to keep in mind. So when you're drawing this and you see like it's not a third, or it's like maybe it's half the shape of the other thing, you know you've got it wrong, because that's usually not how it rolls out. Unless someone's got really mega lower legs or whatever the deal is, they have odd proportions. But normally speaking, this difference is pretty strong. You know, if I just to show you, I'm not lying. You can just go like this, you know, one, and then that's one. Let's just draw it. Really drive this point home. One. It really is three thirds. You know. So keep that in mind. Keep the idea in mind that when these situations occur, muscle and flesh has to go somewhere, and it'll go wherever there's the least resistance, which is not away from whatever it's compressing it. And with a situation like this, there's so much pressure. The bone is so deep, deep inside, that it can't go any further in this direction unless it would literally rip itself off of the bone. So it has only one last place to go, which is this way. You know, I mean, there is some downward pressure on that, but yeah, that's. Hopefully that helps some of you have this sort of question and solves the puzzle. I mean, it's not really a quick how-to, and I'm not really solving the problem for anyone, but I'm just kind of giving you my own personal mindset of how I'd go about solving this problem. You know, draw it first, see how you get there, find a reference, review your reference, go like, okay, so this is how I'm wrong. I should do this instead of this, and then kind of internalize that, make notice things. You don't have to draw these lines if you don't want to, but you know, just keep an eye on what you're doing and try to see your relationships, because these relationships are the sort of thing that'll get you out of trouble. You need quick, reliable results, and if you know, you know, you got it in your mind, okay, this is usually very small and it's going to be about a third, then you can usually eyeball that, and those relationships will get you out of the hard spots you need right away, so that you can get a good idea of what your relationships are without having to constantly look at reference material. All right, thanks guys. Hopefully this helps some of you, and I'm going to really make an effort to make some more of these. Try to just vocalize what I'm thinking and become a little more natural speaking, and just kind of get this going. So, see you next time. Take care.